Hello everyone, I'm George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. And this is about Israel's latest crime when the Israeli parliament voted to annex the West Bank, as in it's to the west of the River Jordan. So Palestine has lost almost all its land over the last century, partly what they call Al-Nakba, the disaster in Arabic, which was the establishment of the State of Israel, where the United Nations gave two-thirds of the land to one-third of the people. All right, so Israel exists. Most countries recognize it. Most countries also recognize the state of Palestine as a sovereign nation. But on Wednesday, this bill said that now it's all part of Israel. So that is horrific. That's a crime against international law. This is armed robbery. And armed robbery, in an absolutely literal sense, takes place on a daily basis. In the West Bank, where the Israeli illegal immigrants, they start robbing houses, or stealing houses, I should say, from Palestinians, turning up, pointing a gun at your face, get out. We're just simply taking the land, often demolish the house, we'll use this land for our own farming. And wow, it's an appalling crime. And the United States actively abets this through the use of their United Nations veto, through funds to Israel, even though Israel is a very wealthy country, Israel is using for the weapons with which it commits the crimes against these, the apartheid system in the illegally occupied West Bank, whereby the Palestinians, they are tried before Israeli courts martial, even though they're not Israeli soldiers, whereas the Israeli illegal immigrants there are tried before Israeli civilian courts and so forth. So it's really just appalling. Now, even Marco Rubio, the United States Secretary of State, who's been a cheerleader for atrocities against the Palestinian people, even he spoke out against it. And the Vice President of the United States, J.D. Vance, has also denounced it. Vance saying it's a very stupid political stunt. Okay, so the Palestinians lose everything, have absolutely everything against it, and even the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said, "Well, we're not going to vote for this," but some of the Zionist Nazis in Knesset did. Now, most Zionists are not equivalent to Nazis, no, but some of them are. If they're arguing that some people are subhuman, there should just be Lebensraum, that they should be kicked out, if they're to be kept there at all, just as a helot class. Wow. Wow, who said they wanted to see the annihilation of the Palestinian people, certainly in Gaza, to kill every single last woman and child, that nobody is innocent, and those who are not killed must be driven out, and so forth. Wow, it's horrific. And I know there's some Palestinians who feel the same about Jews. So I'm going to have to repeat, which ought to go without saying, racism is bad. No one should be mistreated because of his or her ethnicity, faith, place of birth, nationality, skin color, phenotype, anything like that. What's wrong with equality? So wow, it's very worrying, this vote. But Israel has previous on this one, having stolen more land after 1967. I accept the 1948 borders, but not since. What are the Palestinians to do? So over 160 illegal colonies, some people call them settlements, built in the West Bank and East Jerusalem since the Six-Day War of 1967. So they're against international law. The International Court of Justice ruled this last year. So the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, he sometimes said he wanted to annex the West Bank, simply steal it, illegally occupying some of South Lebanon to this day, the Golan Heights in Syria. Now I know you said, well, the Arabs attacked us in 1973, so we had to take the land for which they'd attacked us. Strategic significance. Even accept that argument. Israel stole even more land last year, invading and taking more land in the very southwest of Syria. So these hyper-nationalists have repeatedly said they want to annex the West Bank, pass some declaratory act simply proclaiming it to be part of the State of Israel. The bill passed 25 to 24, but will it win a majority in the Knesset? But Netanyahu, he realized he has strained the patience of even the Trump administration. So the United States reiterated position is opposed to that. And that 20-point peace plan, it leaves open some possibility of a Palestinian state, which obviously Netanyahu was sworn to thwart. So Palestine is Palestine. It's not Israel. The Palestinians are a nation. What else are they? You say they're a section of the Jordanian nation, the Egyptian nation. If they consider themselves Jordanian and or Egyptian, if the Egyptians or the Jordanians wish to accept them, fine, but they don't. And it is true, a lot of Palestinian refugees went to Jordan and some have been citizens, but often they're dual citizens. Dual citizenship is perfectly possible. A person can be a citizen of two countries or three countries. Many Israelis are citizens of another country. Some Israelis are citizens of Russia, but that doesn't mean that Israel doesn't exist or that Russia doesn't exist. So, yes, it's true that the Palestinians, 95% of them are Sunni Muslims, they're all Arabic speakers. There are some many commonalities between them and their brethren nations, the Jordanians or the Lebanese or the Egyptians and so forth. But that doesn't mean that the Palestinians aren't a distinct nation. You say it started quite recently. Every nation has to start sometime. There was no State of Israel to 1948. Being Jewish wasn't seen as a nationality in any sense, even by Zionists till the 1890s. Goodness. So the Palestinians are a nation. They're part of this broader family of nations. The Arabs, you could see them as part of the Arab nations, and so forth. So, how about self-determination? The West Bank belongs to the people there who are not there illegally. Now, Israelis have moved in there illegally in 1967. And I also feel sorry for Jews and who lived in Ishmaelite lands. And some of these, they were drave them out. Some of these Arab regimes drave them out in the wake of 1948. And of course, that is detestable. You can't blame them for what Zionists are doing. And I realize after the Holocaust, Jews said, we have to have a country with a majority, with a minority everywhere. And this could happen again. One third of all the Jews in the world murdered in the space of just 3 years. We thought we were safe in Germany. We're in Germany for a millennium. We were deeply integrated there, assimilated and advanced and so on. And until 1933, there'd been no legal discrimination against Jews for about 70 years. And we went for that to the Holocaust in just 9 years. If it happened there, it could happen in the United States. It could happen in Bulgaria. Bulgaria is one of the best countries at saving the Middle Eastern Europe. It could happen in, Romania or Spain or wherever. And some of these Eastern European countries found a few collaborators for the Holocaust. Therefore, we have to have our own country be armed to the teeth. But the trouble is, what happens to the people who originally lived there, the Palestinians? And there was too many of them because they were pushing people out. Another Jew said, well, they're Arabs. They can go to one of the other 24 Arab countries. They're Muslims. They can go to one of the other 40 Muslim countries. It's our lives or theirs. And if I was in this position, maybe I'd do the same, say we're going to have to be a bit immoral just to save for ourselves and think of ourselves for a change. But that doesn't justify the ongoing discrimination and the countless massacres of Palestinian civilians, even to this day. Wow. So there's no easy solution, of course. I had previously thought, well, maybe regarding the Gaza or the West Bank, Israel could just pay them to leave. To go to another Arab country or pay some other Arab country, which might be amenable, like Morocco, to accept them, pay them $10,000 each, even more to leave. In the long run, that might be a saving for Israel, not having to spend all this money fighting them. And Palestinians saying, rather than living in these terrible descriptive conditions, so discriminated against in the West Bank or Gaza, I will take that $10,000, $20,000 and go elsewhere and renounce any right to live there and be a citizen of another sister nation. What do you think? So, hands off the West Bank. It belongs to Palestine. Now, they're trying to make the Palestinian state absolutely impossible by if all of it is controlled by Israel, if the Palestinians are completely deprived of all their rights, if it's all built over, if it's all stolen, then it's just a non-starter. But we mustn't make crime pay. And BDS, boycott, divestment, sanctions, this attempt to affect change, to achieve justice without killing anyone, without physically harming anyone, simply by not buying good stolen goods from stolen property. And then we're told that's a hate group. No, it's not. Those who dehumanize the Palestinians are guilty of hatred. So anyway, justice, equality, a one-state solution, possibly it's two-state solution. Two-state is the best, but that's, sorry, one state is the best, but that's kind of unworkable. A country called Palestine or Palestine-Israel or something like that. There's equality between Jews and non-Jews. But there have been so many barbarities committed. There's such an ocean of hatred that I don't see that as being remotely workable. The unworkability is patent. The unviability means they probably have to go for a two-state solution, which is very difficult when Zionists have robbed almost all that belongs to the Palestinians. What are we going to do? We live in a very, very unjust world. Anyway, Would you accept it if 90% of your land was taken away by a hostile people? Would you accept it? Neither did the Palestinians. And all attempts to achieve a peaceful solution fail when Israel breaks international law willy-nilly, when it disregards rulings of the International Court of Justice, when it won't answer arrest warrants by the International Criminal Court, and I know it hasn't signed the Rome Statute of the ICC, when it will defy United Nations Security Council resolutions, when it breaks its own law and the Geneva Convention, the Hague Convention, and so forth, and sanctions don't work, and peaceful protests don't work, and diplomatic pressure doesn't work, and yeah, there's nothing more lawful than a lawsuit, then Palestinians may, when all other means have failed, we might have to assert our rights by physical force. Anyway, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.